This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. The head of Adams County's health department says due to pending litigation, it has so far held off suing in order to investigate a case of tuberculosis in an immigration detention center in Aurora. Here's Executive Director Kelly Weidenbach.
If we were to pursue that right now, that would be paused by the lower court.
A case of TB was confirmed in June at the GEO Aurora ICE Processing Center. Neither GEO nor ICE have allowed public health authorities to investigate as state law requires. GEO Group, which runs it, sued Adams County and the state in federal court to stop enforcement of a new state law requiring stepped-up health and safety inspections. The State Land Board is seeking proposals to develop geothermal energy in parts of southern Colorado. The agency says geothermal energy could help the state reach its climate goals. This effort is primarily focused in the San Luis Valley, where the board holds a cluster of land parcels. Federal, state, and local agencies are taking action to keep the Arkansas River flowing during extreme drought. They plan to release more than 800 million gallons from Twin Lakes into the river. It'll eventually end up in the Pueblo Reservoir. The goal is to protect fisheries, recreation, and the health of the river, which have all been impacted by low flows and high temperatures. Reservoirs across the state are at their lowest levels in decades. Green Mountain Reservoir in Summit County, sitting at just 20% of its normal depth, is no different. According to the Summit Daily News, officials took the opportunity to remove an ATV lost by an ice fisherman in 2018. The project took workers 3 hours and required large airbags to float it across the lake Thursday. Next in line, a 1990s-era snowmobile. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.